days of service. One new line and purchase of new phone before card ships. Restrictions apply.
President Trump reversing a controversial funding cut. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The Special Olympics will be funded.
President Trump says he will keep the Special Olympics funded. This after his education secretary, Betsy DeVos, was looking to slash funding for the program designed to help children and adults with disabilities. She proposed cutting more than $17
million. I have overridden my people. We're funding the Special Olympics.
Reports are investigators looking into the deadly recent Ethiopian Airlines crash believe that an anti-stall system activated before that Boeing 737 MAX went down. The reports are that U.S. safety investigators came to that preliminary conclusion after reviewing the plane's flight data recorder. Pope Francis has appointed Archbishop Wilton Gregory of Atlanta to be the next Archbishop of Washington, D.C. He'll be the first African-American to lead that archdiocese. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
All Americans should be concerned with the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee taking the position of judge and jury and perpetuating false information to the American people for the last 2 years.
On Capitol Hill, Republicans calling on the House Intel Committee chair to resign. Republicans say they've had more than enough of California Democrat Adam Schiff because of his never-ending collusion claims about President Trump. Here's House Minority Leader, California Republican Kevin McCarthy.
Every single Republican signed a letter that this chairman, they have lost confidence. They do not believe, no matter what they work on, that the American public can trust them.
Changing gears now, more than a million private wells in the Midwest at risk due to massive flooding. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
Groundwater in parts of 10 states is being threatened by bacteria and industrial contamination picked up by the floodwaters. That's according to the National Groundwater Association, which says over 300 counties are affected in the following states: Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. The contamination can cause illness, and bad water will require disinfection. Public water supplies are federally regulated, but private wells have no such protections. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
and I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Hello, folks. Whoops, that's way too loud. Welcome to our show, Home Sweet Home with Steve and Pat. We got Steve. Steve, you're on.
Test. There
yes,
it is.
You are.
I'm on.
Thanks for listening to the show. Our show broadcasts from somewhere around 11 o'clock, depending on who's here before us. And we have to be off by 11:58.
Okay.
Or so they cut us off.
Clock it, folks. Clock it, 11:58. Folks, welcome to Home Sweet Home. And I'm going to throw the weather at you here. Out here in balmy Flemington, New Jersey, we have a temperature of about 54 degrees, 50% chance of rain today. And we're going to drop down to a low of 48, but the chance of rain is going to subside a bit. Tomorrow, we're going to be a high of 67, sunny with a little bit of clouds, but it's going to be a beautiful day.
It's a mulching day.
That's a good idea.
That's what I'm doing.
Are you doing the mulch?
I'm going to do the mulch.
Nice.
If I have the energy.
Yeah, nice. But we're going to, you know, again, tomorrow evening, we're going to get up to a 50% chance again of rain, dropping to a low of 53 degrees. Sunday, it's going to actually improve. It's going to increase the chance of rain, 60% chance of rain. 54 degrees is our high. And again, 30 degree dropping down to below freezing Saturday or Sunday night. Monday, April 1st, April Fool's. Beautiful sunny day, upper 40s. Upper 40s is what they're saying. And then again, down below freezing on April Fool's Day. Tuesday through Thursday, I always like to summarize those because, you know something, they're just too far out there to believe. But Tuesday through Thursday, we look like we're going to be sunny and cloudy and chances of rain in the 40% range. We're going to have highs of 57 and lows in the high 30s. And then we're going to jump up to 60 on Thursday, mostly sunny and cloudy, and then again down to 43 degrees in the evening. So not too bad of weather. It's spring, spring-like weather, too. What do you think?
Yeah, sounding good to me.
Sounds good to me. Yeah. Folks, that's
the weather.
As long
as there's no snow, I'm doing fine.
Yeah, tell me that. You got that right. Folks, we're going to take another break here.
You know what?
What?
I already did those two commercials. So.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, let's just slide right into it.
All right.
What do you think?
All right. Well, we'll
change the mood here. I'm going to change.
He's going to change. Our sound engineer is going to go to a new piece of music to introduce our topic of the day. And we're out streaming on Facebook Live for all of you out there. And, of course, you can always catch us on our podcasts on Huntington Chamber Radio under the Archives tab. And that'll tell you all the stuff we've talked about.
Yeah.
And that's a lot.
There's a lot in there.
There's
unfortunately, it's not described, so you're just going to have to haphazardly pick.
It's called Poke and Hope.
Yeah, Poke and Hope.
Poke and Hope.
And it starts back in 2015, all the way up to...
What?
We've been doing this for 3 years?
Why are
4 years.
Why are you still doing this again? Why are you putting up with me?
I like you.
I like you, Steve. I think you need to get a whole new social life. That's what I think. Hey, folks, we're going to talk about a very interesting subject. The music is appropriate because it kind of fits our friends of a certain generation.
Okay.
So the millennials are out there. My sons are millennials.
And are they?
Yes, they are.
Yeah. Well, they might be on the upper end.
Yeah, well, Jason is for sure. He's probably in some scripts a Gen Xer, but he is really right on the cusp. So I'm throwing him under the bus here to include him on this because he probably has some of the same feelings that most of his brethren in this generation or below him.
All right, give us the theme. Tell us what's
going
on.
So the theme is... Millennial homeowners have buyer's remorse.
All of them.
100%? Well, no, but it's a high percent.
Okay.
63%, according to Bankrate.com, are not happy.
Not happy.
About the house they bought.
They bought the wrong house.
They bought the wrong house.
Wow.
But there's a whole bunch of reasons for it.
Okay.
There's a
so
whole
we
bunch.
Wanna, so is the underlining theme of this show is to... if there are millennials out there that haven't bought a house yet,
right,
here's the checklist of things you want to, you know, make sure you're considering before right. you buy a house.
Well, not only that, we can talk to the millennials about the house they bought, that there's some things we can actually help them through.
Okay.
Okay. There's other things we can't. I mean, you know, you picked the wrong spot. Sorry. You know, Patrick's not going to come over, jack up your house, put it on the back of his truck, and take it to the place you like. That's a little over the top.
That would be over the top.
That would be over the top.
I mean, if they have the money to do it, and
we'll figure it out.
Where there's a means, there's a way.
That's right. That's right. But we're talking about the millennials, ages 23 through 38. So that's they say, is the range we're
Damn,
talking about.
Missed it by 12 years.
Yeah. I missed it by double that. Anyway, but to that end, they talk about millennials basically have – it's a very interesting article that I caught, and I was very interested in it.
Okay.
And, of course, the number one thing plays to right to yours in my territory, and that's maintenance, issues that they didn't expect that they would have to do.
Right.
Okay.
So
you know, everything from, wow, I gotta get my furnace serviced, and I got to change the air filters.
Mm-hmm.
I have to, you know, in some cases where I have to – shovel my own snow. I have to get out now, there and paint. Have to do fix. It.
Hold up one second here. Right. Are you trying to stuff this down my throat that these people that bought houses, who you would think are intelligent enough, they had to go through the bank loan. They had to go through all the rigmarole of actually finding the house of their dreams. You know, it doesn't happen overnight. You got to go see some of these houses. You do a lot of internet searches. Mm-hmm. You had aspirations of this house. You even probably had a home inspector that had to come and tell you about what your house was, if your house was in good shape and the things that were going on with it, and you still didn't understand that there would be maintenance?
Yes. I am telling you that. But I'm not telling you that across the board. This is just one of the
63%?
No, no, no. I'm not going to say that. This is one of the contributing factors in that 63%.
Okay.
There's more. There's things like, I didn't pick the right location.
Okay.
You know, I settled on the house because of economic reasons, and mm-hmm. now I'm not really happy that I even did that. So, no, but this is...
Let's
harp
on this maintenance thing, though.
Well, it's the number one.
So millennials probably were renting at one point before they got the house,
living,
right?
Yes, living
that
at home.
Or they jumped right out of their parents' basement and bought a house, right?
That's what I'm saying.
So...
I'm not saying it. Bank rates him. The survey
said. Either way, you're saying that they were not informed that the hot water tank was going to blow up on them at one point.
Exactly.
And the furnace, it doesn't have an eternal life. And the shingles on the roof have a limited amount of time before maybe the wind blows them off or you start leaking because they get brittle.
They didn't get that.
They didn't watch.
Well, you know something.
They didn't watch this old house when they were younger.
Well, I doubt it.
They weren't listening to us.
I'm not sure that you know, and I don't want to say the millennial, because we're picking on the millennials today, there's a lot of intelligence.
Are we picking on the millennials?
Yeah. Well, it's all about the millennials.
Okay.
It's the millennials today.
Okay.
I don't want to pick on them since that they're dense. They're not. They're very bright. You ought to see some of the very intelligent decisions they made in the survey. So, but before we do that, we need to head up for an ad. What do you say from our sponsors? Does that make sense?
Well, the sponsors need to be heard.
Okay. Well, we want them to be heard because they're our sponsor.
Stay tuned, folks.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
All right. Welcome back, folks.
Is that millennial music?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why.
Hey, folks, we're on the subject of our millennial generation. We're talking about their discontent with their home purchases, and it's great insight. And frankly, I wouldn't be. In fact, let's get to the bottom line as far as what's the overall. 44% of overall home purchasers are dissatisfied with something in their purchase.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
so this is not.
It is true to say that.
It's just that they're a higher generation because a higher percentage this generation because I think of expectations, which is never bad. It has to be balanced with reality at that point in time.
Right.
And
right.
That's the part where I think they get caught off guard. And all of us, many, many, many of us do. In fact, there's a statistic I looked up. I want to share that. Speaking of our, you know, a lot of people say, well, the millennial generation doesn't want to purchase. They don't want anything to do with houses because of the housing crash.
Well,
that's the overarching reason when you ask a millennial, why aren't you buying?
Mm-hmm.
It's because we just saw the whole market go upside down in our generation.
Well, I've heard both sides of the fence, believe it or not. Yes, I think there's a little bit of that involved with it, but millennials themselves are their demographic, the people that they are, want to be closer to a hub of a city. This is from my understanding of what I've heard from some of the realtors.
Yeah, that's some of the
they
trends.
Want to be close to public transportation,
services.
So they don't necessarily have to drive. Say they're working in New York City.
Yeah,
they can take the train or whatever like that, transit,
right.
And they like the idea of using their hard-earned money on experiences and doing, going out to enjoy themselves. Let's put it that way.
Right.
Instead of like taking a whole lump of money and putting it down on a home and considering that an investment, I don't think they consider a house an investment, and therefore.
Well, I think that's pretty smart thinking.
The money that they're spending right now is on rent.
Right.
And, you know, in your generation, my generation, we feel that, you know, if you're spending that kind of money on rent, you may as well be spending it on a mortgage because at least you have something to show for at the end of the day, basically 30 years down the road or whatever it is, right?
As an encouraging thought to that statement, though, NerdWallet is another survey company out there.
NerdWallet.
Good name, huh? NerdWallet, NerdWallet.com. 82% of millennials say buying a home is a priority.
Yeah, okay.
According to the survey, compared to 75% of Gen Xers, which I think my oldest son is on the border of, 69% of baby boomers and 55 and older think it's a priority because, well, the later all of us in the baby boomer generation are saying, well, I'm not sure I need to own anymore because I either want to be flexible or I need money to live, whatever, and they consider renting. So believe it or not, and millennials from a population standpoint have now grown, is my understanding to the surveys and the trends I've seen, are larger than the baby boomer generation.
I'm not sure about that, but they
are. Because the baby boomers are dying off, buddy.
Yeah, but I think you're right in saying that, you know, like if you looked at a timeline and that hump of where the baby boomers were, you know, the demographics of the baby boomers were riding through time, it's the same thing with millennials. Like, so the Gen X's,
of course,
it was not as large of a hump as
Agreed.
The baby boomers
Agreed.
Were.
Agreed.
So they're the next change element that's coming down the pike. Right. So, you know, they're going to bring along with them their ideology about what they want to do with a house and how it should look, how it should function for them, I guess, right?
And you know, you've struck it. That's perfectly stated. They really have a vision where I think even the baby boomers didn't. We saw a home as an investment and as a place to just anchor ourselves. I think the millennials see this as a lot of things. They see it as not only their anchor point, their home, but they balance its that purchase decision and, of course, the ultimate result of that purchase decision based on not only investment, but is it quality of life improvement? Is it not? They do take a lot more dynamic thought process into the purchase of their real estate.
Now,
I was always interested. I considered homes I would never have considered from an economic perspective because I was so interested in buying a home back in the beginning. And the answer is I knew what I could afford, and I was so impatient to buy a house that I said I took into consideration houses. Thankfully, some of them I chose not to buy, but I like the fact that millennials aren't jumping over that fence. They're saying, "Wait a minute, maybe I don't want to get this house or that." But those that did, finding that they're
did this report or this article actually talk about their status? Are they married or do they have kids or are they single still? It'd be very interesting to know if we're talking about a bunch of millennials that are still single and, you know, are establishing themselves in their career. And my understanding, and I do this, so I have a little bit of firsthand experience because of my church and my wife and I are involved with marriage preparation, basically, for our religion, for our church. And it's very noticeable that, you know, these – I'll call them kids. They're not kids. But these
– young adults.
Well, they're not even young adults. They're adults because they're well into their 30s. And now they're, you know, they're thinking about getting married. And I think there are factors involved with that, and I believe, you know, one of them is it's not the fact that they didn't find, you know, their true love or anything like that. They're probably living together, but it's one thing to be living together and one thing to be married, and you know the idea of spending all that money on a wedding, and perhaps using them, although that's an experience. So perhaps that's what they want to do rather than take that lump of money that they could have used in their wedding and put it into a house, you know, down payment.
Sure.
But I think it's also student debt. I think they're coming out of school with a hell of a lot of debt.
That's from a fact. College. That is absolutely a factor in the purchasing power of the millennial generation.
Yeah. Yeah.
No ifs, ands, or buts.
So they may not even they may not have
it's
a
not
good
the
credit,
number one.
They may not have a good credit score enough to be able to get the right rate, the rate that they imagine that they should be getting. You know what
well,
I mean?
it's even beyond that. I think it's accessibility. You take the combination of what their actual compensation is, what they're making. I think a misnomer that I'd have to place on the baby boomer generation was make sure you get to college. Make sure you get to college. Make sure you, instead of sitting down and saying, look at what's your interests. Or in some cases, we said, do whatever you'd like. I'll take both sides of that equation. Regardless, the push was get off to college because once you get out of college, it's that perception that you're good to go.
Right.
And they're not, and nobody's good to go.
Right.
And of course, when you bring that back to home ownership, it's the same part of the formula. How much money am I actually making? Am I carrying a lot of student debt? Where is it that I want to be? Where am I in life?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I want to answer your first question. Is it singles? Is it married couples or people that are living together? Is it different makeups, you know, partner makeups?
Yeah.
Yes, it's all of that. Where if you go back historically, generationally, baby boomers got married and bought a house.
Well, you know, it's a nesting instinct.
Right.
You know, you get married, the next obvious thing that's going to happen in the next few years is babies.
Right.
And you want, you know, the backyard, mowing the grass, and that Saturday afternoon
that's
barbecue
not, that's
kind of
not
thing.
Today.
That's not today.
That's not today. There are people out there that certainly do. They grow into that. Mm-hmm. But you
I think you can grow into it.
Well, I think a lot do.
Yeah.
I think it's a little bit later in life mm-hmm. than I think what I experienced. Maybe
right.
perhaps you did too.
Right.
But what I find interesting is they are very broad in their decision matrix when it comes to things of the home, purchasing a home, once in a home. This survey, I did some additional research, and it was certainly a big part of it was disappointment in things that they accepted and turned out to be something that they wish they hadn't accepted. You know, whether it was location of the house, mm-hmm. whether it was the design of the house, affordability could have been associated with that. But certainly big parts of it, back to where you and I are close to home, is the ongoing, I got to deal with this every day.
Right.
I got to get up every morning. And right. while it may not be any part of my day today, there's going to be a point in time where I've got to go out and I've got to fix the porch, or I've got to go out and have the porch fixed, or I need to do whatever those things. And, of course, that is just one of many things that's in their library of things that they feel they need to be involved in.
Yeah.
Where I think it was a more simplistic approach generations ago, where we said, you know, home, you know, weekends, rest was go mowing the lawn, mm-hmm. you know, painting a wall, doing something like that. Where I think there's a much more, not that there's not a passion for it, but I sense that there is, it's equal weight to those things that I find as valuable or more valuable to spend my time on.
Yeah.
That's what I think it is. And that's what I've experienced, even millennials.
I mean, I would say that this is encroaching on kind of our generation in our age range. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about you and me right now because right. as we get older, call it wiser, I don't know, or slower.
Yeah.
And we don't want to necessarily be doing the hard, heavy lifting stuff that we were used to doing, and we want to celebrate life a little bit more. We want to enjoy, you know, reaping what we've done in the last, say, 20 years, 30 years of our
right.
lifetime.
Right, right.
And or somehow benefiting from that experience in some way. And it
right.
sounds like you're telling me that the millennials are doing that right from the beginning.
I am. I think, you know, and that maybe that's one of the traits that we encourage, that they got it from somewhere.
Yeah.
So I think one of the outputs from the baby boom generation was my parents, I felt, were we just want our children to have a better life than we did.
Yeah, that's
integral.
My goal.
And that's all our goals.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they added to that, you know, encouragement, investment, help, whatever they could. I think the baby boomers came along and said, we added to that the caveat, well, you got to go get an education. You got to make sure you get through to college or whatever, whether you go in the military, whether you go to college. You need to progress from an education. And, of course, education became a very dominant force in all of our, at least in our households. And I think that played very differently as an output. So if you send your kids off to college, I mean, I talk to my guys, and I hear distinct, well, you know, there's certain things that this particular education that I got, while from a life perspective was valuable, not helping me on the professional front, or I need to tweak it and change it.
Yeah.
And frankly, I don't know if it's really changed that much for any generation. We've all had to be faced with change and to do things
yeah.
we didn't expect. So, but I really hear the verbal, well, I hear and I sense that in my inspections when people come in, and especially the millennials, they're very interested in what you're talking about. I can tell you, I got baby boomers that come in and say, Steve, just do the inspection and tell me what the big problems are. Millennials are typically at my hip saying, I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really interesting because their interest has peaked. They're also, I would suggest on average, can be discouraged a little bit quicker because they either don't have a knowledge of the subject we're talking about.
Right.
Or they have a frame of reference which is being now distorted or skewed by the new information.
Okay.
So they're having to recalculate, oh, I don't know if this is worth it. I don't know what I want to get involved in this.
Right.
And that's not a backpedaling. It's an analysis that they're doing.
Right. But if it's just a hot water tank that needs to be
yeah,
replaced.
That's right. You know. Well, you and I take that but they have to get to that conclusion.
Yeah.
And it's not that it takes them any
longer.
You know
what I suspect a little bit? I don't, maybe I'm generalizing a little too much, but you know how you take the idea of buying a car, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Or acquiring a car.
Right.
You can buy a car or you can lease one, right?
Right.
Now, I've never been on that side of the fence where to me it's been beneficial to lease, although I find it very intriguing. I'd like to be able to consider doing that, mm-hmm. but I think I blow the mileage all the time, and my wife would too.
Right.
And that's probably the largest reason why I buy a car.
Right.
And then I try to drive it into the ground or, right. you know, find a way.
Drive it till it drops.
Yeah, or use it as a trade for whatever else down the road. But yeah, stay with me on this. So I wonder if millennials are looking at houses the same way. So what they're trying, because
it's a great analogy,
because they their careers, the their place of employment, they're expected to move. This is an expectation now. They're not going to stay in their position. They're not going to stay in this their company for more than a few years. It's a stepping stone to the next one. They're always looking, you know, for the next great job.
Right.
And so because of that, they could be relocating wherever they're going to be relocating, and right. maybe having that house as, you know, an anchor mm-hmm. is not the best thing to have in the world also. And mm-hmm. so either when if they do decide to buy a house, they want a house that they can live in a short-term situation mm-hmm. and not have any problems with it. Mm-hmm. So when you lease a car, it's brand new,
yep.
you know you got 3 years warranty on that car. Nothing's going to fall apart on it. You may not even have to change the brakes or the tires on the car
right.
before you switch it back out and get the next one.
Right.
Maybe that's what they're doing with houses too. They're living in the house short term. Maybe they are buying it, but then within the 3 years or 4 years, they're being relocated out of state somewhere
else.
Well,
my sons are perfect examples of that, and that's exactly what you've described, exactly what their careers have been so far.
Yeah.
You know, the answer is, I mean,
I
have
rent.
One son that's lived in three countries, for God's sake, and he's 33.
Now, is he renting?
Always.
Always.
Always. There's never been a desire. I don't think that there's a lack of desire. In fact, I think he's one of the guys that would sit there and say, you know, I would love to buy a place, but he knew his career was moving him in different directions.
Mm-hmm.
And he had, and of course, there's that restart. So I think once he does make his purchase, you know, I mean, not that the market isn't so flexible that you can't buy and sell and buy and sell. I mean, that's how you build equity or hopefully build some money and equity and some investment dollars. But that's as much as that's, I think, on each one of their radar. It's a distant radar because they have grown up in my career's here.
One's married and one's not.
Well, one's with he's not married yet.
Oh, okay.
But they're partners now for 5 years.
Okay.
So, but they have gone together, and they've been the most moving couple I've known. I think in my whole sibling nieces and nephews gang. I mean, they've gone from Hawaii to New Zealand to Italy, and now that's pretty dynamic. But it's that moving doesn't allow them. It's not true. That moving has not made that homeownership a priority. Just simply hasn't.
Right.
The careers have been, let's get anchored. And actually it has been, to your very point, experiences. They're very much an experiential couple. They're perfect for each other, and they do these things because, wow, that looks like an exciting thing to go do, learn, and be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's priority. Mm-hmm. And if I look at my other guy, he's just looking for that career path that kind of fits his lifestyle, and he's moved around to different careers too. The average, I'm understanding now, it used to be, last time I checked, the average career took on eight different job changes. I've heard it's like double digits now.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that too.
It's double digits plus, whatever that means. But I knew back when I was in the corporate world, and I spent 25 years in one company and a lot of different jobs in that company.
Yeah.
But that's what it was able to accommodate for me.
Right. But you navigated within the company.
I navigated within the company.
Yeah. That's the two different strategies.
It's a whole different strategy.
Yeah.
So, but these are people, the millennials are going like, I don't need to work for this company. I need to go do what I think is good for me or what I can do that's accommodating for my needs. So, but bring that back to home purchasing,
mm-hmm.
and they lay it out there. I mean, it's like, you know, after they make the purchases, what I enjoy about that conversation is there's no general acceptance of the norm. In other words, whatever the norm is, they have their own norms. Maybe that's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
You know, and I think that drives a lot of the survey data that says, hey, I got into this house. The norm that I expected to have as a result of this purchase is not being fulfilled. There's something missing, whether it's I didn't have expectations of maintenance. You know, the mortgage didn't do, you know, the mortgage program didn't turn out the way I expected it. The location, I shouldn't have settled on that location. So I'm not sure their complaints would be any different from any other home buyer, but they express that and they're glad to talk about it, which is really healthy, to be honest with you. It's a healthy way to be.
So our goal, if we're really trying to analyze this and we want to be investors, we want to be business people, is to try to find that magic button that will make them want to buy our services or buy our products.
Oh, they well, interestingly enough, that's true. I think the survey plays to both of our professions. A, when millennials do buy, and my clients, I've had a lot of millennials, and I actually, and I don't mean this with any disrespect to anybody else, I find them to be the people that are the most interested in what I have to say and offer to them as a service.
Mm-hmm.
I also believe that they, in some cases, are appreciative of the service more than others. I also find that they can be.
Do you feel like a fatherly figure when you're?
It's the age thing.
You know why I say that.
It's
though.
That age crap.
I'm. You know where I'm going with this, right?
No.
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 I also suspect that their own parents, these millennials,
are my age.
Yeah.
Or younger.
But they have never had the opportunity to have that, and I'm just gonna say son and father bonding experience in the garage. Here's the hammer and doing some kind of woodworking work or working on the car or whatever like that. I think there's that gap there also, and so, you know, they're very interested in listening to how you frame it out for them because you are a fatherly figure in that sense, and you're obviously very well versed in what you're talking about, and so they respect you for that, and they're trying to learn on the fly. I think this generation is learning every second of the day.
Well, I do too. I think they've learned perpetual learning much better than my generation.
Yeah,
they really have. I'm not sure that's the case with me, but it is the case with, I think, whoever they interface with, that they perceive to have information that helps them, and that they have and I think what comes along with the emotional part of buying a home is, can I give you confidence that I can give you help? I can provide you insight? B, there's very few clients that I felt that checked out, meaning wasn't really particularly interested in. And those that were, I've had trouble with, meaning I couldn't get them their heads around the information I was sharing with them. And that's okay. There's always that percentage of the population.
Sure.
So to that end, what I find with the millennial generation, when they purchase a home and they have buyer's remorse, I think it's a case where there's so much information coming to you at that particular time. You're handling mortgages, getting insurances, getting home inspections done. Mm-hmm.
It's
super stressful because the amount of information that's coming at you at the time of a home purchase today versus the times I've purchased homes is 100-fold, 1,000. I mean, I remember buying the homes I've bought, and I've only had two home inspections done. The rest, either I purchased new or they were purchased new, or they were rehabs that I chose to just accept what I found.
Right.
I didn't want to spend the money on it. I said, I know enough about it. I'm in the business and I can do my own inspection. So if I look at it from that perspective, the answer to that is I think the millennials, you know, they aggregate that information and like any other human being and say, is it a positive experience or is it a negative? And if it's a negative, what's negative about it?
Right.
You know, and I think that's invaluable. And I think they take that from, especially while you mentioned that, I think when it comes to the people that come and help them repair, like your business, they'll anchor in. If their confidence factor and trust factor is high, you're going to get a phone call every time things turn, you know, are a problem, because they need that advice and counsel minimally, or they need your actual professional skill, right, they are doing it. Right. So,
so you're saying I'm secure. I have job security.
Oh, my gosh. My problem, I think your problem is that you're going to, there's going to be a point in time you're going to say, please don't call.
I'm already there.
Please don't call. But yes, keep calling. Task Man Home Improvements. That's not what we're here for.
I wonder what would be, if you could extrapolate through that survey, you know, those people that had a negative experience about buying their house for whatever reason it was.
Well,
you know, are they off the bandwagon now? They're never going to buy a house again?
No. That's interesting you should say that.
They're looking for the next elusive.
Right. Well, I think what they're saying is they the one thing I've noticed in the survey, the millennials appear to have, they take that information in and it just adds to their wisdom.
Okay.
This is where I think they're gaining wisdom, just like every other generation before them.
Sure.
An experience is a piece of wisdom. And next thing you know, you say, well, I'm not going to let that happen again, or I'm not going to do that again, or something, whatever the case.
So the house is like the career almost. The house is the crowning jewel, and then maybe they haven't found the right one yet, so they trade that one in and get another one.
Yeah. What's interesting, despite all the regrets, 79% of Americans still consider homeownership part of the American dream. Which is interesting, because with the bust of the real estate market, mm-hmm. which happened during the millennial generation, who saw this, they saw their parents get many millennials were evicted with their homes with their parents because of their, and they're saying, I don't want that to happen to me.
Right.
So
right.
That's the financial leg of that.
Right.
So, and then you have of course high rents now, because we all kind of ran to the rent market for a period of time,
mm-hmm.
still somewhat there in many cases. There's a lot of people, about 70% of people of the population have no interest in buying a home. That's the survey, what this particular survey said.
Okay.
It might even be a little higher than that, because right. this is just one survey of a segment of the population.
Right.
So if you take beyond that now the rental market, rents are climbing up high to the point where it's like, well, wait a minute. I don't know why I should pay this rent and have nothing in the end. At least don't have any kind of asset in the end.
Right.
My nephew's over in Reading, and I went over and did his home inspection for him, went through it. And if I were to talk to him today, he'd sit there and say, and he is a master commercial electrician. It's not that he's not in the trades,
mm-hmm.
and not that he does beautiful work. I mean, he's a craftsman through and through. And he says, I wish I never did this, because he took on a fixer-upper. And while he's recognizing with all the things going on in his and his wife's lives right now, last thing he needs is to be fixing up a house.
Well, I totally understand and respect that. When you're doing that all day in someone else's house,
right.
That's the last thing you want to be doing on a Saturday morning.
And he's on the commercial electrician side. Yeah. So he's in a trade that when I'm home, I'm exhausted. The last thing I want to do is pick up another set of tools.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't care
now
what it
you're
is.
Living in this, dusty, unfinished environment. It's not calming. There's no serenity in living in a home like that. Right. And so, that's just a no-brainer kind of thing. If you want to pay me $150 an hour to be your therapist, I'd love to sit you down and set you straight. So you got to either work through it. That's where you end up.
And that's
either
that's,
giving up or persevering by getting through. But that's also one of the major situations why people get divorced.
Oh yeah,
is because there's so much stress and
too
so
much.
The comfort level is just not there when you're like
on the edge constantly.
Yeah. So, wow. Okay.
All right. Well, before we go any further,
a lot about stuff, but we really haven't really talked. It's kind of funny. It's an interesting conversation.
Well, it's a concept has a lot of tentacles. Let's put it that way. Yeah. So folks, we're going to take a break here. We're going to listen to our sponsors. We'll come back and try to put some summary to our wildly, conversation about millennials.
Stay tuned. I don't even know where we're going with this.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge.
We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
All right. We are back, folks. Home sweet home with Steve and Pat. Steve is the amazing home inspector from Brass Tack Inspections.
Easy.
And looking for at least 3 more jobs next week. So,
yeah,
what's your telephone number?
I'll take 2 more jobs next week.
What's your number?
908-500-0583. How about your number?
I don't need work.
You heard that here first, folks. So when he's back next week and says, uh-oh, I got done. He's a busy guy. You know, Taskman Home Improvements is one of these guys that just, Patrick's one of these guys that he just gets under your skin. And frankly,
for the wrong reason.
For the wrong reason. Hey, your house needs repair, but he fixes those problems. So, yes, folks, he's the kind of guy you want around under your skin because you get the benefit of his skill set in fixing your house up. Hey, I got a tip of the day.
You have a tip.
Yeah, listen, millennials, this is my suggestion to you, and it's something you already know. You're a knowledge generation. You really are, and my hat's off to you for that. You seek knowledge, and you much. My generation was, let's go have a party and have a good time. And we learned that knowledge was power, and I can't encourage that enough. So when you're working with a realtor, make sure it's a professional realtor, somebody that does it. If not full time, that's somebody you respect or somebody that's a recommendation that comes from folks around you that are reputable. And then don't be afraid to call a home inspector. Whether you're ready to schedule a home inspection, ask a home inspector what they do. Look it up. Google it. I mean, the internet is our plethora of information. But don't be afraid to talk to a home inspector. And certainly you can talk to a tradesperson like Patrick. And that's all good information coming in. But lastly and most importantly, talk to your peers who have purchased a home. You talk the same language, and that doesn't take any disrespect out of what we're trying to communicate. But your peers have been through this are going to share their opinions. And if you take those 3 parties together and put that in the mix, you're going to have a good sense of what it's all about. And of course, get ready for surprises. Some will be good. Some won't be so much. But they're nothing you can't handle, millennials. You can do this.
Yeah, and I guess if I added my 2 cents on that one, I would say, you know, don't rely on just the pictures that you're seeing
The
MLS.
That's a
pages.
Great statement.
You know, and I know that's probably the way that most people now find a house.
Yep.
They find it on the internet.
Yep.
And then they, you know, call the realtor to go get permission to go see it.
That's a beautiful. I want to just cite an example because you got me so excited about that. That is so right on, Patrick. I can't begin to tell you. I had a client that bought a house from the West Coast, has a brother. She saw the pictures online in Lambertville, said, I'm going to put a down payment on it. I'm going to have my brother come over with you as my representative to do the inspection.
Wasn't there.
And she was just devastated because when we got done with the inspection, we had structural. I mean, it was a beautiful old home that looked gorgeous on online and had all kinds of structural problems.
Okay.
I mean, it was just you couldn't have hit a better hot button of mine or
You've got to see it to believe it almost.
You have to.
And sense it, I guess. It's not only that, but you know, pictures don't do the justice of the neighborhood itself. You know, what's in your backyard? Funny story for us. When we moved into New Jersey, the first home that we owned here, what we didn't realize, but there was a train track. I mean, literally the freight train was running.
No kidding.
Probably a quarter mile from our house. And you can't see it. It was below. You know, they had somehow sunk in it or something.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you.
Is it a culvert? Going through
a culvert kind of thing, and it was in the behind us was really just a pasture, but just beyond that pasture was where the train was.
Wow.
And it was loud, and we didn't, you know, we were looking through the house and we went there two or three times with the inspection and all that.
Never caught a train.
But that first evening or early morning,
3 a.m. when the freighters come in through,
oh, and they hit the horn. I never got used to it, honestly. That was a bad experience. And, you know, 7 years later, I was so happy to get out of there.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. That's great. Well, that's a big part of the millennials challenge today. I mean, you are the adult generation now coming in. The baby boomers certainly are the outgoing adult generation going here. So in that regard, I got a phone call there, folks. Went in the wrong direction. But, you know, ask that information. Patrick experienced those things. Every house that I've ever purchased, I've been surprised by something. Good, bad, or indifferent.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Every house has been like, oh, you got to be kidding me in some instances. But by and large, I've been happy with what I've done because I know there's solutions to a lot of things. And there's a lot of ways you can do it well. And do it economically. So that's really what I wanted to get out there. So that's the tip of the day, drawn out into a rather in-depth explanation. Summary. Let's get into the summary of the show.
Yeah, we've got 3 minutes.
All right. So millennials.
Millennials.
We know you get disappointed after you buy your house. Know that that's normal.
Yeah. Yeah. And if I added my 2 cents on that, I would say that at least 50% of the people that I meet with on a regular basis say something bad about their house or the builder. Oh, this builder was crappy, blah, blah, blah. It's incredible that there's that many people that are talking negatively about their own home, which is their investment, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know? And that is... I don't think that's a millennial thing. I think that's just regular.
That's reality.
Reality. And sometimes, unfortunately, folks, you just don't know until you get in the house and you live in a little while. And then you realize that, you know, it was not built as well as you thought it was for whatever reason.
Yeah. And I think you and I can actually say I was down down south recently in Florida to see my sister, and she has a block house. And a lot of the new construction down there, I mean, there's a area called the Villages. It's the fastest growing developmental area in the country. Mm-hmm. And it's basically retirees that go down there and, of course, Florida. And they've built like close to 100,000 homes so far. And they're actually planned villages and towns around golf courses and all the recreational things that retirees would
do. Now, are they trying to do like that eco-friendly environmental thing?
Well, I think that's always part of the plans, but right now I would suggest that's a big part of it. What's interesting about it is that there's still that complaint, as you would say, about builders. Talk about a handyman's paradise. These people buy these brand new homes, and of course, depending on how it got spec'd and, you know, what they, you know, asset or what options they put in the home.
Accessories.
Maybe. Yeah. That a lot of them were not very, you know, a lot of them weren't happy with some, a lot of the products that they bought.
Right.
So that being said is that you have construction, and I hear that a lot about builders. I worked for a builder at one time for a short period of time. You have to understand today's homes are built to minimum spec.
Mm-hmm.
And that's often the case. And when you say, well, I got a permit. Well, permits basically say, according to a specific set of standards, the very minimal that needs to be a part of the structure is what's on, is what's there.
Mm-hmm.
It's the above and beyond that we always hope for, but don't expect. Please
right.
don't expect.
No, I don't think so. Unless you've hired your own builder.
Right.
And you've spec'd out with maybe an architect.
Right.
On particular things,
right.
And you know, you could even talk about hurricane straps.
You bet.
In the framing that you'll never see, but
right.
you know that you know when that hurricane goes through in Florida,
right.
you're the only house that's going to be left.
Right.
You know.
Right. It's very interesting. When it comes to homes, be sure you get a home inspection. Make sure you have your handyman's phone number. And enjoy living. Just enjoy living. Don't worry about the rest.
Well, that sounds like what the millennials are doing. I mean, they're enjoying living.
Maybe they are smarter than we
maybe,
are.
Maybe, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. That's not a good thing, though, because then there's going to be a heck of a lot of homes that are just sitting there waiting to be bought that
don't
never
you,
will
don't
be.
Don't you believe it. They're going to come back. Folks, we're going to wrap up our show before we get bugged by the pre-recording automated see you later. Have a great weekend. Be safe. This is Home Sweet Home with Pat and Steve.
Take care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news at this hour is British Prime Minister Theresa May's third Brexit plan has crashed and burned in the British Parliament again.
The ayes to the right, 286. The noes to the left, 344.
The vote came after May offered to resign if Parliament approved the plan to exit the EU. It's now scheduled to leave on April 12th without a negotiated path to ensure a smooth exit. In Atlanta, I-75 has been tied up for hours after a man whose vehicle matched the description of a vehicle involved in a nearby robbery held police at bay for quite some time. In fact, at last check, dozens of police officers with guns drawn were still there, confronting the armed motorist who was not cooperating with officers. This is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA. When you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Pope Francis has issued wide-ranging new directions aiming to curb sex abuse against children and others. The new regulations published today also focus on the duty of clergy and church employees to report abuse and to care for victims and their families. The Pope further laying out new standards to train Vatican officials and workers about what he calls the risks of exploitation, sexual abuse, maltreatment of children and vulnerable persons, as well as means to identify and prevent offenses. Today is an especially good day to thank a Vietnam vet for their service. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
It wasn't until 2017 that President Trump established the National Vietnam War Veterans Day that will henceforth be held on March 29th every year. About 9 million Americans served our country during that time, of which an estimated 6.4 million are living today.
And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
There are reports that investigators looking into the deadly Ethiopia Airlines